Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. And you're going to be glad you did, because our good friend Wilma Goldstein is back with us. Wilma's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she knows more about women's business ownership than anybody else on the planet, probably in the galaxy. She's been doing this a long time with the SBA. She's been with the SBA, actually two different tours with the SBA. Now, how many people do you know can say that? She is our good friend. She has a new title. I'm going to get her to tell us what that new title is. Wilma Goldstein, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be back. Sorry that I was away for a while. Yeah, I do have a new title. It's called Senior Advisor for Women's Issues.
I know what that means.
Yeah, well, it also means that if something interesting comes along, well, maybe Wilma would like to do this. And it doesn't always have to be about women. I'm on a couple of intergovernmental task forces.
So you're like a utility infielder?
In some ways, yeah. That would do it. But it gives me time to poke around and see what's going on, which you don't always get when you're sitting at a desk all day worrying about, did we get everything done when we were supposed to, which was yesterday.
Right. Well, you know, we got Small Business Week coming up next month.
We do, and we're...
I'm going to be there. This will be my 11th Small Business Week.
Wow. What are you doing this time?
Don't know for sure what I'm going to be doing. A couple of different things. We haven't nailed it completely down. Nothing I can announce right now, but I'm going to be there. And we have been working for several months on several things that I've been helping the SBA, helping your guys with, on other things, not just things I've been involved in, but I, you know, Small Business Week, Wilma, is my pilgrimage, my annual pilgrimage.
I know it is.
And it's a big deal to me, and it is to the SBA, and we there's nothing in the world that we love doing better than helping the SBA because it's a worthy organization, so many wonderful people, and of course you're on the political appointee side,
right.
But there are so many people there who are career SBA people that we think an awful lot of, and I know you do too.
I do. They do. They do the work. You know, we tell them what we want, and they have to make it happen. I've made some wonderful friends there that I'm sure will be with me forever.
Absolutely. So what's going on? What are you excited about these days?
Well, the part of Small Business Week that's different from anything we've ever done before, you know, is that on Thursday and Friday we're going to New York.
Yeah.
And Steve is going to ring the bell to close down NASDAQ, and then they're having a reception honoring women entrepreneurs.
Right.
And then the next morning we do our normal award thing also in New York. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be different, and I always look forward to a trip to New York, but I'm very pleased about the women's aspect of it. This being Women's History Month, a couple of things have happened. One, you know that Goldman Sachs established a $100 million fund to support women's entrepreneurship throughout the world.
I did not know that.
Yes, they announced it, I think it was on the 1st of March. Well, I mean, I was just fascinated with that idea and found out, so I went poking around and I made some phone calls, and their goal is to train women in the beginning internationally who will start not so much micro-enterprise, although at some point they think they'll do some of that, but would start like a small manufacturing business in Eastern Europe or, mm-hmm. you know, and can hire other people. So they want to create jobs as well as they want to create businesses, and they bring the people that want to start and manage the businesses to the United States for management training.
Hmm.
And it's just, I mean, I'm just fascinated. What was more fascinating is that I had some conversations with them. They didn't know very much about us or what we did. And so I've had some conversations with them, and they're going to come to the NASDAQ reception, and we're going to...
Oh, yeah.
Anoop and I are going to talk with them. And then The other exciting thing is that Dr. Eunice's Grameen Bank concept.
Right, right. The one that won him, his concept that won him a Nobel Prize.
Right. Started
for microloans, folks.
Yeah, which he's been doing up in the billions of dollars, and about 80% plus of his customers, once he got past the cultural barriers, are women, and the average size loan is, you know, like $180.
And the repayment percentage is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's interesting. They've started their first community process in the United States in Queens among immigrant women. And so I'm hoping that when I'm in New York, either this time or we're scheduled to go back up and again in May, that I can visit it and see it in action.
I'd love to see that myself. You know, I've been saying for a long time, Wilma, that capitalism will precede democracy in these third world countries.
Oh, for sure. And the style in which they do it is not exactly the same way that, you know, somebody wrote a book about capitalism, but it worked.
Yep.
They have this beginning community of immigrant women, and they give them a small amount of money, and each week they come back and they meet with each other and the Grameen Bank people, and they repay their loan. If they're having trouble, they help each other. And I mean, it's just amazing.
Go ahead. Well, I want you to hold that thought, because we're going to come back after this. We're going to take a quick break. But before we go, I want to read something. This is a quote from Ayn Rand, who wrote many books, but one also on capitalism. She says, "Capitalism is the only system geared to the life of a rational being." I love that.
Yeah.
Tintail, we're going to be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Wilma Goldstein. She's with the SBA. Here's Billy, Frank, and Dusty. Take us out.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you got to do is remember my life.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Wilma Goldstein. She's with the SBA, and she's so special, folks. She has a unique title, and they wanted to make sure that they could use all of her wisdom, so they're actually using her in many different capacities. You know, Wilma, I think that makes you like VP of the Oracle VP or something like that. What do you think?
Oh, I think it does. I think it also, you know, something will come along and I'll say, I think I'd like to do that. And it's a nice sense of freedom, to tell you the truth. And
right.
My friend Holly Schick is helping with some of the transitional stuff that's going on in the Office of Women's Business Ownership, which is getting stronger every day.
Right.
They really are. They are becoming more independent, and they're becoming stronger now.
Tell us about the Women's Business Centers. How many are there out there now?
Well, there are actually 116 because the new legislation allowed some of the graduates to come back. And, I mean, you're going to see, I said this the other day, I was helping them write something, and I said, you know, with the new ones back, you're going to reach a quarter of a million clients fairly soon, because the ones that graduated were the ones that saw the most people.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me a minute. I promise not to die in the air.
I know you have a cold. Thank you for being here anyway. Well, you know what? One of the things I remember, Wilma, is that we have when you and I first started spending some time together several years ago, the number of women's business centers had dwindled down to about 91 or so.
Oh yeah, it actually I think got back down to 87 once.
Yeah, and so it's come back to 116. That's really good news.
It got up to about 100, and then it slid back a little bit, and then the passage of the legislation that now makes it possible that if you meet the standards that are required of you, you can reapply for grant assistance from the SBA and reapply. So the ones that had already graduated, I think all but one or two, did reapply. So they're the ones that see the most people because they've now been around, some of them.
And these are in all the different states, folks. I guess at least one in every state. But they're not. These are not government originated sinners. These are individuals originate them and then apply to get support from the SBA, right?
And they're nonprofit, so they're they're in it to be helpful. And of course, the stories are legion. I mean, I am so amazed at the level of entrepreneurship. Anybody that tells you that a nonprofit doesn't have anything to do with entrepreneurship needs to come and visit one of our centers, because it's just amazing what they do with small amounts of money.
Right.
Amazing outreach.
Give us the website where they can find out where those centers are.
Well, you access it. You access it through SBA.gov.
Right.
And you go to the women's business centers, and then you get the story and all of that, and you get the list of them so you can find them. And they're absolutely wonderful. And remember, gentlemen, that it may be a women's business center, but we see everybody, and we do have male clients.
Yeah.
Who are happy.
Folks, just go to SBA.gov, and you can find the links there. To all the different things that they offer, and you know, the other thing I'd like to point out while you're here, Wilma, is, ladies and gentlemen, if you have been turned down by your banker for a loan, and you got the feeling that you just didn't quite meet the requirements that they have, ask them about SBA support, about an SBA loan guarantee. And if that banker doesn't want to help you with that, go find a banker who will.
Well, that's right, and you can also. That's another reason to go.
Can I? Let me stick one other thing in here, Wilma.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the recipient. I have been a recipient of an SBA loan guarantee, and it helped me out tremendously. In fact, Wilma, if it weren't for that SBA loan guarantee, there was a point in my career I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for the SBA.
Well, and we're very glad to have you, Jim, because you've been absolutely wonderful. And in his mind, he still thinks he owes us every single day for that, and we're happy about it. But you get help from the SBA on that, because some of that stuff is so tricky, and navigating it is so difficult that sometimes you don't get a loan for reasons you'll never understand.
That's
right. Somebody else might, and it might have nothing to do with what you think.
Exactly.
So go for the help, women's business centers, SBDCs, SCORE counselors, and
all
ask
those guys
them to help you.
The SBA has a tremendous array of support that if you're not tapping into it, you need to. And most of it won't cost you anything. Hey, Wilma, thanks for being here. I'll see you in April. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yes, you will.
Again.
Okay.
Looking forward to our hug. See you then. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.